pro football to the Mid-South for over two decades.
It's a miracle!
Yes! Good! Touchdown, Titans!
This is Titans Radio.
The Titans talk continues this week
with Titans great Keith Bullock, the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Amy Wells. It's Pinnacle Titans Tonight. Live from Yeehaw Brewery in downtown Nashville, it's the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith.
We welcome you to Pinnacle Financial Partners Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, live from Nashville. Yeehaw Brewing in Nashville, located at 6th and Peabody. Why Nashville? Simple. Yeehaw Beer and Old Smoky Moonshine. Got White Duck Tacos as well tonight. Amy Wells, you're drinking quite a concoction.
I am drinking a bit of a concoction, but I'm really enjoying it. They have a moonshine that is pumpkin flavored.
Pumpkin moonshine.
And because it is fall and I am a girl who enjoys pumpkin things, mixed that with some ginger ale and some apple, and it tastes like fall in a cup.
Keith Bullock, fall in a cup. Your comments.
I'm used to playing football in the fall. Obviously, I've been retired for some years, so fall in a cup to me is
sounds painful.
Jack Daniels and Coke. All these headaches.
Well,
from,
that's a thing too.
Being an athlete.
Yes.
No, it tastes like pie. It's really, okay. Really good.
Nice. No Dunkel tonight?
No Dunkel tonight. Well, the weather is still a little
That's the nice thing about being here is you have a choice.
That's what I'm saying. So I was able to go with something that's cool and refreshing in a warmer fall season, but still has the flavors of fall that I'm craving.
Yeehaw Boom. Brewing Company is where we are. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad everybody's here tonight. Titan season ticket members with us tonight providing questions. You can provide questions as well on the phone lines, which are now open at 877-848-2671. Ask your questions of Keith Bullock at 877-848-2671. And you can tweet us a question or comment to hashtag Titans Tonight. That's hashtag Titans Tonight. Do you already have some questions?
I already have some questions from people out here in Nashville.
Are people coming through on the hashtag Titans Tonight yet?
People are coming through with hashtag Titans Tonight as well.
All right.
But
it's beginning to happen. And again, phone calls, 877-848-2671. Let's jump right into some questions, Amy Wells. What do you like from the pile that you have in front of you?
This one's from Joe, who is out here at Nashville, 6th and Peabody, with us tonight. Keith, who was your favorite opponent to play against and why?
I think my favorite opponent to play against were the Indianapolis Colts and Peyton Manning. The reason is because they were always at the top of the division, and we were usually right at their heels. And even when we had some down years, they were – you know, the team, one of the teams to beat. And I always, you know, prided myself trying to be one of the best players in the league and be able to compete at the highest competition that this league offered. And any time that you played against a Peyton Manning Colts team, you know, you're getting what you asked for.
I want to ask you a question about something that you went through late in your career. You tore an ACL and came back and played another year afterwards. Tomorrow, we expect to see rookie first-round pick defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons practice for the first time with the Titans since he tore his ACL 8 months ago. In terms of the rehab process and what he's going to go through this week as he practices with an NFL team for the first time, we expect, what's that going to be like for him?
I think he'll be fine because it's the part of the year where the practices are controlled. He's also a younger player, so, you know, his body probably regenerates faster than mine would have, probably as 10 years older than him at 31, 32. And just his excitement to finally put on the Titans uniform in any capacity and get out there and show his teammates a little bit about what he can do. He's probably itching to get out there on the field. In my situation, it was totally different. It was the first time I was ever hurt having to come back. So I think that he'll have a great return, you know. And in that controlled environment where you're not asked to put on the full pads and, you know, really get out there and bang around and have a preseason, he gets to kind of gradually come back where I was there beginning of camp.
Is it too much for Titans fans to expect that he would play Sunday, even in a limited role against the Chargers?
Yeah, I think it's way too much for them to expect that. Just because, like I said, he hasn't even, you know, tested it out against any type of pressure, any type of change of direction, sudden change of direction, in any football speed type drill.
And Thursday will be an important day to see how he reacts to Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I mean, they'll definitely test him out on Wednesday, and then Thursday they'll get him back there in the morning and then see if there's any swelling on that knee. And if there's no swelling, they'll probably work him out a little bit harder on Thursday and just see how he progressively comes along. But I think it's very aggressive to kind of throw him in a game-time situation. But, hey, you never know.
Well, he's got 3 weeks of practice before they have to put him on the 53-man roster, so they certainly have time. Let's go to the phones now. Adam in Portland is calling us at 877-848-2671. Amy Wells, Keith Bullock, and me, Mike Keith. Titans Tonight, sponsored by Pinnacle Financial Partners, live from Yeehaw Brewing in Nashville. We call it Mashville. Hello, Adam.
Hey, guys, Mr. Monday Night. I am thrilled that you're on the show, man. I got to tell you, I do have a question for you. I got to tell you, for years, man, I was wondering, I mean, it goes back to when you were drafted, how good could that player possibly be, a linebacker, if we get him at the end of the first round? Man, you are just the best player to watch. In and out of the community, you are amazing. We didn't have a chance against Peyton Manning, and you were not scared of Peyton Manning. And you know, we had some awesome games getting to follow you over the years, so we appreciate you for all you've done for us, man. Looking at this team right here, Keith, and you see, you know, it's kind of like the defense is just playing lights out, and it's, you know, a mad scramble. You have to get right back on the field because the offense is three and out every other drive. Like, I'm not hating on the offense, but as a defensive player, how do you keep your team up in a situation like that? Like, hey, we're doing all we could do, but we got to go back out there. How do you really approach that?
Well, as a defense, all you can do is take care of your side of the ball. So if the offense is getting three and outs, your job is to try and get the opponent's offense to get three and out. And this defense has been playing lights out. They haven't given up more than 20 points all season, and they answer the bell. It's kind of tough when you're in a situation where you keep going back on the field, and then now you're late in the third quarter, early fourth quarter, and, you know, they break one that, you know, you've been holding all day, but, you know, there's only so much that you can do. But at the same time, that's the great thing about the NFL. No matter how you play the week before, you get the opportunity to come back and, you know, hopefully get that bad taste out of your mouth. But as a defensive player, yeah, it's about time maybe, you know, you start taking things a little bit personal. And defensively, if it's us, if it were me and I was on the defense and it's us that need to take their game to the next level to challenge the offense, I think this defense that the Titans have right now are up to that task.
Thanks so much for the call, Adam. We appreciate you joining us. Again, you can call and be part of the program. Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, sponsored by Pinnacle Financial Partners. At 877-848-2671, tweet us a question or comment to hashtag Titans Tonight, or come by and see us at Yeehaw Brewing, located at 6th and Peabody, and ask your question in person, like our Titans season ticket members are having a chance to do. Amy Wells, you have pulled one from the pile. What do you like?
I have pulled one from the pile, and this is kind of an interesting question that...
they're all interesting.
Well, yes, they're all interesting questions. This is one that I personally haven't thought of recently.
Okay.
Has the city of Nashville and the Titans began discussions about the stadium lease renewal?
I think from a specific standpoint, no. It's not like negotiations have gone on. Have there been discussions about things that are going to have to be done? Yes. And I think everybody is anticipating that, and I think everybody has approached it well, realizing that we're, what, 8 years away from the end of the lease? The stadium is like a house in that it's over 20 years old, and when that's the case, sometimes you have to replace your plumbing. Sometimes, like some of us having to do today.
Sure.
That's another story for another show. But anyway, But you have to replace the roof. You have to replace your windows. There are things that have to be done.
Gets dated.
Right. And there are things that need to update the stadium. Amy Adams Strunk has said publicly she is not demanding a new stadium, but she definitely thinks there needs to be upgrades made to enhance it. The same thing as what the Predators have said about Bridgestone Arena. So I think everybody's taken a good approach to it, realizing we don't need to wait until the last minute. The people on the Sports Authority, Metro Council, the mayors that we have had through the process have all said, yes, we get it. We're going to have to work together on something. And as we've seen with Amy Adams Strunk, she has been very willing to work with people and do different things. And she has invested a good bit of the team's money and her family's money in enhancing things as well. So I think it's going to be a good process, but I think it will play out slowly. So Fair answer?
Short answer, yes and no.
Yeah. Well, not specific discussions, but right. Discussion, you know, like, okay, we'll do this for this. That's a negotiation. No. But in terms of discussions, yes.
I like it. I think that was a good answer.
That would not be good for the speed round.
No, but it was thorough.
It was thorough.
There's a time and a place for a thorough answer, and this is it.
There's no negotiations, but there have been talks about what's
needed.
Sure.
Well, I mean, everybody gets – I mean, it's nice that you don't feel on any end for the stadium or for the arena any pushback from people. Everybody has a realistic expectation that I have heard. Has a realistic expectation that things are going to have to be done and money is going to have to be spent.
Well, I think, just to add my two cents on top of everything that you said, I think once that new stadium is built, it would definitely accommodate a Super Bowl, and I don't have a worry about Nashville making money back based off what they did on the NFL draft coming here if a Super Bowl came to Tennessee.
Justin in Morgantown, West Virginia. Hello.
Whoa.
I feel like
Mountaineers.
I feel like Larry King. Hello. Welcome to Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock.
Hey, I want to thank you guys, and it's an honor to be on the show.
Attaway.
Thanks for calling.
I'll tell you, I've been a fan of the Titans for a very long time, and I actually came in for the home opener against Indy, and I'm a huge Marcus Mariota supporter. That guy's my quarterback. And my question, though, when I look at how we've been using Marcus the past 2 years, I kind of, in a sense, feel like maybe the Titans, maybe we have ruined him. Like, if you go back and you look at how Marcus has played, like, in college and even his first few years as a Titan, I just feel like he plays very nervously, almost like he wants to go out there and play the game he knows, but someone or something is telling him no. So, like, we don't see very many run design plays from him. Maybe it's to protect him, but, I mean, it's the final year of his contract, and he puts some weight on, so why not let him go out and ball the way he knows how? But my question...
So, let me just ask you, Justin, so you're saying specifically... Your belief is he should be running more with called runs.
I mean, I'm wondering if they take the reins off of Marcus and allow him to play like, let's say, Deshaun Watson, would we even be having this quarterback dilemma right now?
Well, I think, you know, you're comparing two different players, and they're in two totally different offenses. So they have two different play callers. So obviously Deshaun Watson's able to do what he's able to do in his offense, vice versa with Marcus's. Marcus hasn't necessarily, you know, been the most healthy quarterback because he has that running style, and throughout his career that you were speaking about that he had success with early in his career. So as you get older, you know, coordinators get smarter, and offensively and defensively. So, yeah, there are, and we've seen runs designed for Marcus this year, but, you know, is he a running quarterback? I wouldn't necessarily call Marcus Mariota a running quarterback. I call him a dual threat quarterback, and with his talents, yes, you know, you have to call plays where you can utilize his talents more. But there are other people on the offense besides Marcus Mariota. So, you know, it doesn't all fall on number eight.
I think that when you start comparing quarterbacks to other quarterbacks in the NFL or even to their own self in college, you're kind of comparing apples and motorcycles. There's so many different things that go into making a quarterback in every year, every offense, with every group of people that's around him. There are so many factors. So to say that he's not the same as he was 5 years ago, of course he's not. I mean, there are so many different things that he's surrounded by different weapons. He's playing against a completely different style of defense in the National Football League. There's so many different factors that go into an entire offense and what they're able to do and what they're not able to do. So to say that he has changed dramatically and that there are all these problems because of one or two things, that's just not accurate.
He put on that extra weight for a reason. You know, something told him, like, look, okay, I'm going into year five. I'm going to make it through this whole season. And in order to do that, I'm going to have to put on this extra weight, because he found out through his 4 years of playing the style that he plays relies on him to be a little bigger, have a little bigger frame. So, you know, I think he's done everything that he's needed to do, knowing that he's going into the fifth year of his contract to prepare to play the best football he can play.
More of your calls upcoming at 877-848-2671. And we'll visit with one of the Titans' starting outside linebackers. Reggie Gilbert is here, live from Nashville. Yeehaw Brewing in Nashville, located at 6th and Peabody. This is Pinnacle Financial Partners Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock.
Wow, what a great home run.
Honey, that was a touchdown.
I know, but during Titan season, it's the only way I can get your attention.
What's on your mind?
Well, when we turn 65, let's score a goal by filling the gaps not covered by Medicare.
Oh, boy.
And make a slam dunk and call Farm Bureau health plans between periods.
Oh, make it stop.
Have questions about Medicare supplements? Check out fbhealthplans.com or visit your local Farm Bureau office. Farm Bureau Health Plans. We've got you covered.
It's countdown to kickoff, Tennessee Titan Flameheads. If you hunger for victory, Kentucky Legend is the fuel for your fire. Because every Tennessee warrior knows only a legend can feed a Titan. Kentucky Legend, the one brand of premium meats, hand-selected and double-smoked to southern slow perfection for a flavor and juicy tenderness unlike anything mere mortals have savored. Go forth and find must-win game day recipes at KentuckyLegend.com.
Here's NASCAR driver Jeb Burton for State Water Heaters.
Hey, race fans, it's Jeb Burton for State Water Heaters. If you need a new water heater and you want the best, you need a State water heater. State brand water heaters are both rugged, durable, and available for your home or business. Whether you need gas, propane, or electric, State sets the bar for quality and performance. Log on today at statewaterheaters.com and request a quote. Don't get caught without hot water. Tell them to bring you the best. Bring you a State water heater today.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
From the week ahead for the Titans to happenings all around the NFL, hear it all on Pinnacle Titans Tonight. More from Yeehaw Brewery live next. This is Titans Radio.
104.5 Sports Station. 104.5 The Zone.
Sign up for Titans Checking now, and you'll get a branded tailgate kit when you open a new account. Go to TitansBanking.com and do that today. From our friends at Pinnacle Financial Partners, who sponsor this program, Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, live from Nashville, Yeehaw Brewing in Nashville, located on 6th and Peabody. Keith Bullock is here. Amy Wells is here. I'm Mike Keith. And number 93, starting outside linebacker Reggie Gilbert. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Now, when I say starting, you played a lot of football for Green Bay last year, but you didn't start. You've started the last three games. We all want to start when we play sports. From the time we're little, we want to start.
Right.
But from where you've come, an undrafted, spent nearly two full seasons on a practice squad, to now being a starter on what is a top 10 defense in the NFL, what does that mean to you?
I mean, it's definitely a blessing. You know, since I got here day one, I've seen those guys, how they work out there in that practice field. So it was definitely exciting for me to go out there, you know what I mean, be able to go to work with those guys. And then I'm just also blessed that the coaches trust me enough to put me out there.
I've got a question from our friends who came out to hang out with us tonight. Joe would like to know, Reggie, what was your first reaction when you found out that you were being traded to Nashville to the Tennessee Titans?
My first reaction, I mean, I was in shock. But it's kind of crazy because...
How did they tell you?
So I had found out, I think it was like right before the fourth preseason game. So our GM over in Green Bay, he had called me and then he let me know everything that was going on. And then I had talked to John and Coach Rebel and all of them shortly after that, so...
Did you know anything about Nashville?
No, my sister actually played at Tennessee, so I was familiar with Knoxville. But haven't made my way to Nashville yet.
Because your sister is Vicky Ball.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Vicky Ball from the WNBA. Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
When you got here, did you expect to be thrusted into action so quickly and crack the starting lineup as fast as you did?
I mean, my main goal here, I just wanted to come in and compete, you know, earn the trust of my teammates and my coaches and whatever they ask me to do, just do that, so.
So you spent 2 years on the practice squad, which is in the most glamorous place to be, but... Right. What was your learning experience from playing on the practice squad for 2 years about, one, how the NFL works as the game, and two, about being a professional to where now you are a starter on a defense in the NFL?
I feel like something that I learned early was that it's a business at the end of the day. But I use my time on the practice squad just to get better each and every day. You know, I have some good vets ahead of me. I got a chance to go in some talented players on the other side of the ball as well, so I feel like that helped develop my game.
If you get too close to Aaron Rodgers in practice, do you get cut immediately?
Something like that, no. I don't think nobody's found out yet.
What's it like to practice against Aaron Rodgers and chase after him every day?
Man, it's tough duty, definitely tough duty. He'll talk with you a little bit, so it's always fun competing against him.
What's the part of his game that we don't know that's the most impressive as an athlete?
I feel like that, like the way he's able to dissect a defense, like in a split second. I feel like he could take one glance at the left side of the field, and then he'll be able to figure out what the whole front side of the defense is doing, just on his way dropping back. So I feel like that's pretty impressive.
I've always been impressed by guys who are on practice squads for NFL teams because your job is to learn the defense of the other team and simulate it, is to learn the offense of the other team and simulate it, whichever position you play, whatever you're called to do. So did having that experience of learning all of these different teams and learning all of these different things week after week make it a little bit easier for you to come to the Titans and learn a new scheme kind of quickly because you have to do it every week?
Yeah, I definitely feel like that. It helped me because, just as you said, you know, we're asked to do different things each week. And so, you know, like they might be going against a certain rusher that does this type of things or this guy drops a lot. So I was asked to do a lot of different things. And so, therefore, when I got here, all the things that the coaches are asking me to do, I've done it before, so I'm more experienced with it.
How does your film preparation and film study help you within this scheme to be a better player?
I feel like that's a crucial part. I feel like the NFL, you know, everybody's big, everybody's fast, everybody's strong, but I feel like the mental game and your mental preparation will really take those guys from being good to great players. And so I definitely believe in film study a lot just to learn the opponent's tendencies and all that.
When you were on practice squad, you weren't asked a lot. You really just had to show up to practice and then come back to practice, you know, show up to games if they're at home. How were you able to stay sharp, and if not stay sharp, get back to the point where, you know, where it was a little bit lax, but now you got to step your game up because you're being depended on every Sunday?
I used my time on the practice squad, you know, just I developed my own skills because when I first got to the league, I thought I was really raw in some aspects of my game. And so whenever you're able to go out there and get some work against the starters on the other side of the ball, I feel like yelling down can only force you to get better.
Reggie Gilbert is our guest, Titans outside linebacker. Let's go back to the phones. JD in Murfreesboro, thank you for holding. And welcome to Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, live from Yeehaw Brewing in downtown Nashville on 6th and Peabody. Go right ahead.
Hey, it's my first call in, Mike. And also, hello to Mr. Monday Night there. I'm from Murfreesboro, and I was just wanting to know about the situation with the quarterbacks. And if they're not on our roster at the end of the year, I was wanting to know, would there be a possibility the Titans might go after a quarterback like Teddy Bridgewater? You know, because he's playing like 5-0 right now, and down the road there, I mean, he's wanting to be a starter. So I was thinking maybe we could go that path and then use our draft going for the offensive line or something like that to strengthen it. What are y'all thoughts on that? And I'm going to hang up.
Well, let's take the first part. There's been no announcement about what is to come with the Titans quarterback situation. Mike Vrabel said that he would be talking to the quarterbacks on Tuesday today, which is a day where they normally stop by to go through some game plan stuff. They pick up some game plan stuff. So he'll probably have a conversation and then probably discuss it with the team tomorrow. So nothing to this point official. I think at this point, Keith, with looking ahead to the offseason and the fact that there are 10 games left, I think it's really twofold. Number one, anything can happen between now and then. And the second part is, anything often does happen between now and then.
Yeah, there's no way you can look into the future and see what they're going to do at the quarterback position. You can just wait until Sunday to see who's going to go out there and try to lead Titans to a win this week. Because as we were saying before, all it takes is a win for everything to get back on track. And, you know, for as down as fans and the team and everybody might be, you know, all you need is a couple of plays to go your way and get a win at the end on Sunday, and everything is back to normal. The conversation is different, and you're feeling better going. Everyone's feeling better going back to work on Monday.
We need to get a break. More with Reggie Gilbert and more with you. 615. That's right. No, it's 877. Getting ready to give out my personal
number. He's giving
number.
Out his phone number.
Call
He's
me.
Telling you about his plumbing. He's giving out his phone number. This is intimate,
guys. Let me just tell you, the Maynard man does a great job, but that's another story. But my phone number is not relevant. The relevant number is, it's been a long day, 877-848-2671, 877-848-2671. Reggie Gilbert thinks I'm crazy. You can call him or you can tweet a comment or question to hashtag Titans Tonight, or come to 6th and Peabody, Yeehaw Brewing, and ask your question in person.
There's an old adage that says offense wins games and defense wins championships. At AAA, we want you to think of our auto and home insurance as defense for the unforeseen. We'll help you customize a policy so you pay for what you want, not for what you don't. Find an agent today at AAA.com or visit a local branch. At AAA, you can expect something more. More discounts, more choices, more value. Insurance underwritten by Member Select Insurance Company or non-affiliated insurance companies. Subject to eligibility requirements, policy terms, and conditions.
At Priceless Foods, you'll get more groceries for lower prices every day. Stop in today and get select 15.6 to 15.8 ounce Campbell's SpaghettiOs, just 63 cents plus 10% at checkout. You'll also find an array of fresh quality meats hand cut every day by our team of butchers and a full variety of farm fresh fruits and vegetables. Get the quality and brands you love for prices you'll love at Priceless Foods.
Here's NASCAR driver Jeb Burton for State Water Heaters.
Hey, race fans, it's Jeb Burton for State Water Heaters. If you need a new water heater and you want the best, you need a State Water Heater. State brand water heaters are both rugged, durable, and available for your home or business. Whether you need gas, propane, or electric, State sets the bar for quality and performance. Log on today at statewaterheaters.com and request a quote. Don't get caught without hot water. Tell them to bring you the best, bring you a State water heater today.
You've heard the term, fake news. Fake news is the politicians that tell you unions are bad for business and bad for our local economy. The truth is, unions drive income into the middle class that supports working families, which fuels our economic engine. Those who tell you otherwise and limit union involvement are taking advantage of working Americans for their own benefit. Don't be fooled. You have options. Visit USW.org today for a better life tomorrow.
Just ahead, more of Pinnacle Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, Mike Keith, and Amy Wells. Live from Yeehaw Brewery in downtown Nashville. Your calls and questions next. This is Titans Radio.
eSports 1045, The Zone.
Pinnacle Financial Partners, Titans tonight with Keith Bullock and Amy Wells. I should say that every time, right?
Hello.
Live from Mashville, Yeehaw Brewing in Nashville, located at 6th and Peabody. Why Mashville? It's simple. Yeehaw beer and Old Smoky moonshine, plus the White Duck tacos are obviously outstanding as well. Taking questions at 877-848-2671. Reggie Gilbert is our guest. He is new to town. He's been here for 6 or 7 weeks now.
Sir.
Okay, so he thinks we're crazy.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. So he's sitting here going, who are these nutty people? It's nothing like Green Bay here, is it?
No, it's definitely a little different here.
Green Bay is way more isolated.
Wow.
Than here.
Yeah, like Nashville's like a big city to me right now, coming from Green Bay to here.
But you're from the Phoenix area, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, did you play against Taylor Lewan in high school at all?
No, I did not.
Did you know who he was?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't know he's from Phoenix.
Yeah. That's where he was.
You know what high school he went to?
I think he's from Chandler. I don't know which high school it is.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him about it.
You'll have to ask? Yeah. Yes.
How do you make the switch from Arizona to Green Bay? Just like mentally, emotionally preparing for that winter.
But the University of Arizona is in Tucson. You have some seasons in Tucson, don't you?
No, but there's seasons and then there's Green Bay.
Well, that's fair. You're right. I'm sorry.
Right, yeah. I mean, it was kind of funny because I was joking with my friends before the draft, and I was like, "Watch, I'm gonna end up somewhere like that's opposite here, like Green Bay or somewhere cold." And then after the draft, then when I went to Green Bay, it was like I went from playing in 120 degree weather to like below zero. You know what I mean? So that definitely was a shock for me.
Which is worse?
I actually feel like that. I like playing in the cold better. Yeah.
Interesting.
Did you like the cold?
You know what? It didn't. I think I would prefer to play when it was warmer. The cold is, you know, I can't catch in the cold. I remember when we went up to New England for that minus 13 degree playoff game. I felt like I should have possibly maybe had an interception, but I couldn't feel the ball. And I know if it's hot, I would be able to feel the ball.
Couldn't feel the ball.
It was unbelievable.
I get it, and I understand that the cold makes your hands feel a little tingly, but I feel like if it hit your hands, wouldn't it hurt?
It was like one of those where I went down and I tried to like cuff it, like kind of like it was just.
Yeah.
I was one of those things. I wasn't able to feel.
It was awful.
Yeah. So I think on a warm day I might have been able to like maneuver that, but yeah, it just was one of those situations. It's harder to make plays. You're just really falling down on each other. Like,
right. Do you agree?
I didn't think that way. I always felt the thing that kept me going during the cold games is that I knew the other team was colder than what we were. So that definitely kept me going.
What's the coldest game that you've played in?
I would have to say I think we had a Minnesota game. That was like negative 14. I think
okay.
Against you.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay, I'm gonna back up.
Yeah. but rule number one: when you play in cold games, you can't wear sleeves.
No, I didn't wear sleeves.
Yeah, you can't wear
Don't
sleeves.
Don't even trip. I'm a real one.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir.
Let's go to Eric in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Eric, thanks for joining us at 877-848-2671. Go right ahead.
Thank you for having me. I just want to say I'm a huge Martin, a Marcus Mariota fan, and I feel like it's fair to say that. All of the blame is not on him. You know, you got your offensive line who's up and down. You got your receivers who I feel like struggle to create separation a lot. And I've seen a couple games where receivers, it looked as if they couldn't even read the defense. But and then the instability, you know, the not having the same coach every year, all that plays a factor. My question is, though, why are we not running more Wildcat with Henry? And do you think we need a coaching change at the offensive coordinator position? And I hang up and listen.
I don't. I think Arthur Smith is a very, very good football coach. And I think one of the things that has hurt this team from an offensive standpoint is there have been plays there that unfortunately they have just failed to execute. There was another one on Sunday. We've had three or four screen passes that could have gone for big gains, and either due to a drop or an inaccurate throw, those haven't happened. And so I don't think it's that. The Wildcat, however, I'm going to turn this over to the football guys. Is it fair to say there's only so much that you can do out of the Wildcat, and thus when you run it, it's somewhat limiting?
Yeah, I mean, look, me on the outside looking in, and Reggie could probably speak to this better, being a current player, the Wildcat only scares me is if you have, like, one of those quick scat backs back there that's, you know, maneuvering the ball and it's coming right to him. Someone like Derrick Henry, who's a big target, you know, he's not really posing a threat to break anything from the Wildcat. So it's not as dynamic as a offense as it may be if you have somebody, you know, who's more of a jitterbug type guy. And I don't see anyone on the Titans offense that fits that mold of someone that's like a Lamar Jackson or, sure, you know, someone. Yeah.
Well, like Ronnie Brown was, because he could actually throw.
Absolutely. So, you know, those are rare talents to have. And, you know, even, you know, the Wildcat wouldn't even work with someone like a DeSean Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. It just, you know, you have to have a certain skill for that type of offense.
It's basically a changeup.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a changeup. I know whenever we go against teams that they show that on film, that's something that we game plan for. But then we also know it's only a select few plays that they can run out of that. So that pretty much narrows it down.
And to even speak more to that, that's a very effective run-pass offense. That's what it's called. It's very effective when you have someone, if you know, like a Lamar Jackson or like you see at Oklahoma with the Jalen Hurts, where he's a natural quarterback, where he's also a runner, where he can light you up for 200-some yards, but if you don't respect his pass, he's a savvy enough running back type quarterback that can hit you for 100 yards as well.
But if you tried to do that in the NFL,
it's a different ball game. Look, Baltimore is having a lot of success with the offense that they're running, and what they did, what their coordinator did, which I feel a lot of offensive coordinators don't do, in my opinion, they don't tailor their offense to the skill that their quarterbacks possess. If you tailor your offense to your quarterback's skill level, you have a higher success rate because now you're doing things that your quarterback is comfortable doing.
Reggie Gilbert, congratulations on your success. Keep it up. Enjoy your story and all that you've been able to do so far. And so glad you're here, that you know what hot chicken is, and that it's not minus 20 degrees.
Yes, sir, me too.
Good stuff from Reggie Gilbert. When we come back, your calls at 877-848-2671. Tweet us a question or comment at hashtag tonight. Come to 6th and Peabody, Yeehaw Brewing. Ask your question in person. It's the lightning round coming up on Pinnacle Financial Partners. Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock and Amy Wells.
It's countdown to kickoff, Tennessee Titan Flameheads. If you hunger for victory, Kentucky Legend is the fuel for your fire. Because every Tennessee warrior knows, only a legend can feed a Titan. Kentucky Legend, the one brand of premium meats, hand-selected and double-smoked to southern slow perfection for a flavor and juicy tenderness unlike anything mere mortals have savored. Go forth and find must-win game day recipes at KentuckyLegend.com.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
It's game time. Are you ready? You can win a VIP game day experience, including parking, tickets, pregame sideline passes, and a trip to the Titans radio booth to meet the broadcast team. All courtesy of Titans Radio and Shelter Insurance. Visit shelterinsurance.com/game time to learn more and to find an agent who can register you for a chance to win. This behind-the-scenes look with Titans Radio and Shelter Insurance is truly VIP from beginning to end. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com/game time. And get ready for some great football.
The Flex MBA degree from the Jones College of Business at Middle Tennessee State University is fast, fresh, and flexible. How fast? Start to finish in 12 months. How fresh? A cutting-edge curriculum, and you can align your classes with your interests. How flexible? You can take all of your classes online or come to our Murfreesboro campus or both. Find out more about the Flex MBA at MTSU's Jones College of Business by visiting mtsu.edu/MBA.
You're listening to Pinnacle Titans Tonight. On the way, more Titans topics from Keith Bullock, Mike Keith, and Amy Wells, live from Yeehaw Brewery. This is Titans Radio.
The Sports Station, 104.5 The Zone.
And now, who's hot? Looking at fantasy football's trending players. Presented by State Water Heaters, your hometown water heater company since 1946. No matter what type of water heater you need, they've got you covered. Find an installer near you. Visit statewaterheaters.com. Week 7 in the 2019 season sees the Jets on the radar with Who's Hot. Sam Darnold lit it up in his first week back since Week 1. And his favorite target, Robbie Anderson. 108 yards on 8 receptions, no touchdowns, but 23.5 PPR fantasy points. And if you've had this guy, he continues the hot streak, and that's Tampa Bay wide receiver Chris Godwin. He didn't find the end zone in London on Sunday versus the Panthers, but he still had 10 catches for 150 yards, and he leads wide receivers with nearly 150 PPR fantasy points. Stephon Diggs got back on the radar. 167 yards on 7 catches for 3 touchdowns. The problem is he hasn't been consistent, but 43.3 points on Sunday means he's someone to watch going forward. The person who led Sunday's games with the most yards on the ground was not a running back. It was a quarterback. Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, 152 yards on the ground, passed for 236 more. He's exploding in the fantasy world this season with the Ravens. There's plenty of league topics and Titans topics as we enter into Week 7 of the regular season. So ask a question on Twitter using hashtag Titans Tonight or call the crew at 877-848-2671. Now back to Titans Tonight, live from Yeehaw Brewery with the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, Mr. Monday Night Keith Bullock, and Amy Wells.
Thanks very much, Rhett Bryan. We've left time in this last segment, so if you've got a question, you want to call us, 877-848-2671. Rhett mentioned that you could tweet us at hashtag Titans Tonight. Amy Wells has some questions. There are two things that I want to mention before we go back to the phones, the Twitter, the questions, whatever. Sunday at Nissan Stadium, if you arrive between 105 and 220, and it's the Titan Up happy hour again.
Yes.
Kickoff is 305. We're trying to get you in the stadium early. If you come in the stadium, $5 canned beer, $1 hot dogs.
You can't beat that.
That's good stuff. Also, fans who enter Nissan Stadium before 2:20 p.m. will be entered to win one of three prizes, $1,000 cash prize, two $500 cash prizes from Pinnacle Financial Partners. So you're entered automatically if you take advantage of the Titan Up happy hour and you're inside Nissan Stadium by 2:20. Also, if you're attending the Titans-Chargers game, please bring non-perishable food items to donate to Second Harvest Food Bank of Middle Tennessee. Volunteers will be stationed outside Nissan Stadium beginning at 1 o'clock and will accept donations until kickoff. Please help our friends at Second Harvest Food Bank of Middle Tennessee this Sunday as the Titans host the Chargers. You were with them this morning?
This morning, yeah. I went over to Second Harvest Food Bank. They had the all-sports sort, so all of the sports teams from Nashville were recognized. They were all there sorting foods.
That's
and
nice.
Working hard. It was cool. It was a cool thing to see. I had never been inside their warehouse.
You know, Second Harvest Food Bank of Middle Tennessee served 28 million meals a year ago.
Wow.
Wow.
They've been doing that since I've been here.
Yeah, they're special.
Great, great program.
Okay, earlier this afternoon, the Los Angeles Rams traded cornerback Marcus Peters to the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
Now we know why. The Jaguars are trading cornerback Jalen Ramsey to the Rams for first-round picks in 2020 and 2021 and a fourth-round pick in 2021. That's according to Adam Schefter. So if Schefter's right, and he always is, Jalen Ramsey leaving the Jaguars, headed to the Rams, and all Titans fans wish him well. Have a great
trip.
See
you later.
Have a great trip. Bon voyage.
Enjoy California.
Enjoy California.
Hard not to.
That's right.
Dude, I don't care. see you across the country.
What do you think about that trade?
I mean, it's good for, I guess, if definitely Jalen Ramsey's happy. He's been trying to get out of Baltimore. He hasn't been happy there. And look, sometimes you get the short end of the stick. Marcus Peters hasn't been, he's been, you know, up and down with his performances. He's still a very good player. I think the Ravens are getting a very good corner. But look, Jalen Ramsey is the top corner, one of the top corners in the league, and the Rams can use kind of all the help they can get, mainly on the offensive side of the ball right now. But it's a great play. Everybody got what they wanted.
And they're 3-3 right now. They need something in a hurry, and they've just gotten a great, great player. And I bet his back feels a lot better with that California heat.
Field Yates just said on Twitter, Jalen Ramsey is about to have the fastest heel of all time.
Yes.
Hey, and then also, I mean, look, it's not too, like, the Baltimore Ravens just got better, too.
Sure they did.
They're getting two additional first-round draft picks.
Now, wait a minute. Let me make sure. Jacksonville's getting the two first-round
picks. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, earlier today, Los Angeles traded Marcus Peters to Baltimore.
And that's all Baltimore got.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Baltimore, there were some picks involved with that, too. And then Jacksonville has just traded, and everybody wondered, why is Los Angeles doing this?
They made room for Jalen Ramsey.
They made room for Jalen Ramsey is what they did, and they've given up 2 ones and a four in 2021. And so Jacksonville will have 2 ones in each of the next two drafts, but they give up the best cornerback in football.
Yeah, I think it was best for both parties to part ways. It didn't seem like either one of them were going to come to a mutual stance or agreement or whatever the rift was. We never know.
So Jalen Ramsey has interrupted the lightning round of Titans tonight.
That's okay. I'm very happy to hear that he is in a better situation for him and we no longer have to play him twice a year.
Absolutely. Amy Wells, you have questions.
I do have questions. Here's one from Chris Johnson, who's here. He said,
Chris Johnson?
Not that Chris Johnson. I don't think. If so, very nice handwriting.
Okay.
Better than I expected. Do you think that they will make any moves before the trade deadline?
I don't think so. Since John Robinson has been here, I don't remember him making any big-time moves or anything, you know, any wrinkles in the fabric of what they have going into the end of the season.
I wouldn't think so on the surface. Like, Reggie Gilbert was traded for a 7th-round pick. You know, I wouldn't think so because they don't have a specific need. But if he gets an offer, I mean, a pass rusher, he's always looking for pass rushers. I don't know if there's anybody on the Titans roster that somebody would want to snatch. The Titans do have some depth at some spots. They have, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't think so because you said it right. And the trade deadline is October 29th at 3 p.m., 2 weeks from today.
Another question from Twitter, and I think we all know the answer to this, but just to get a definitive answer, are either one of you concerned that the Titans franchise would ever leave the city of Nashville?
No.
Oh, good. Mike, whatever Mike says.
Oh, no. I say no. I thought three hard no's.
The NFL, I mean, first of all, I mean, the NFL has 20 years here. It has history. Look what the draft just did here. The league wants to be here. I think it's one of the greatest things Mr. Adams did is he recognized the Mid-South had this capability. And you look at what this has become and how big a part of the NFL this part of the country has become. And the South has really solidified. You know, you got the Panthers. And obviously Jacksonville, there are three teams in Florida. The Falcons are in Atlanta. The Saints have had a resurgence over the last 15 years, or maybe a surge because they really weren't that good except for one period in the late 80s and early 90s. And so you have a lot of good Southern football. Houston is back. Texas, not really the South per se. Indianapolis isn't far away. I mean, you've got this region of the country where the NFL is such a big deal in the fastest growing part of this nation. No way.
Yep, we're here to stay, guys. Sorry.
Don't say sorry.
Well, they were just trying to get rid of us. We're sticking around. All right, here's
Jalen Ramsey's not.
No, he's sure not. See you later.
We wish him well.
Yeah, best of luck to you and all your future endeavors. Here's my final question. It's from Mark here at
Mark?
Mashville. If you were a general manager, Mike Keith,
oh, no.
for the Tennessee Titans, and it was a few years ago, a few short years ago, we'll say, which linebacker would you have drafted first, Keith Bullock or Mike Vrabel?
Keith Bullock.
Ooh. Even if your boss is listening?
Sure. Because Mike Vrabel was a player that was a third-round pick, and he played a totally different position. He was a 4-3 defensive end coming out of Ohio State, and the two-time Big Ten Player of the Year. I was a huge Mike Vrabel fan coming out of Ohio State. He played, on one of the most talented, probably the most talented college team that I ever saw. But he had to develop into a 3-4 outside linebacker. This was a finished product from the standpoint that he was going to be able, Keith Bullock, to step in and help right away. And he did help on special teams, and by his third year, he was a full-time starter. Vrabel was a guy that worked his butt off to become what he was, but in terms of a prospect at the outset, Keith Bullock was a better prospect.
Good job, Keith Bullock.
Well, no, and again, Vrabel, the thing that I liked about Vrabel so much is that he developed the way that he did and ended up having a great career and became not just a good player, he became a great player. But you had to project him, Amy. That's what I'm saying, is you had to think he could make this move. Keith Bullock was a linebacker. You knew what you had, and oftentimes when you draft, it's like drafting Big Jeff. When you draft Jeffrey Simmons, you know what he is.
Right.
I would rather, from a projection standpoint, I would rather take something you know what he is and feel better about the chances of that. So you could tell I've thought about that before.
That was way more thought out than
I know.
Proud
I'm sorry.
Of you, Mike. No, that was good. That was
I'm not a general manager.
You're a thinker.
I'm a thinker. Talker.
Lover.
Real.
Lover.
I'm a sinner. I think that's a song.
It sure is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's been a really good show. Really good show.
Every week it is.
Good to have... Good to have Reggie Gilbert on the program.
Everybody check out for number 93 this weekend.
Yeah, that's a good story. I mean, a guy works his way up like that. How do you not like that?
Yeah, and look, I know many guys that started off on the practice squad for a couple years and put their work in and turned in 10, 11, 12-year careers and, you know, gone on and had great success.
Good stuff tonight, Keith Bullock. Good stuff, Amy Wells. And thanks to our Titan season ticket members here tonight. Titans Tonight, produced by Alan Kirby, Promotions Director Marie Bradshaw, Traffic Director Kendra Holt, Director of Sales Hunter Rice, Operations Manager Charlie Cook, General Manager Allison Warren, and the Executive Producer of Titans Radio is the aforementioned Rhett Bryan. Join us this Sunday as the Titans host the L.A. Chargers. Titans Radio on the air Sunday at 2 Central with Titans Countdown. Kickoff is set for 3.05 p.m. Central. We hope that you will join us. We also hope that you'll bring your non-perishable food items to Nissan Stadium, and we hope that you'll take advantage of the Tighten Up Happy Hour from 105 to 220, getting into
Pinnacle
Nissan
Titans
Stadium.
Tonight, Pinnacle Bank, the official bank of your Tennessee Titans. Sign up for Titans Banking exclusively at Pinnacle. Visit TitansBanking.com. Your Titans play again this weekend. Catch it all right here. This is Titans Radio.